It's the home of the biggest tech companies in the world. And now the innovators of the Silicon Valley are looking for cheap and ethical animal product substitutes.
From mayonnaise to cheese to beef patties and that. They are using natural products because they're using chickpeas and soybeans. So, you know, it's not like making it up out of some weird combination and some Frankenstein-like food. It's not that at all.
It's a trend that farmers in Australia need to get their heads around, according to a new report by the Chartered Accountants of Australia and New Zealand Council. Peter O'Regan from the council says that primary producers should be aware of up-and-coming technology that may one day present competition to their product.
There's probably about five or six companies that are involved in everything, as I said, and it has the potential to probably solve a lot of food shortage problems and stuff like that. But it does make it important for us to make sure that we keep moving up the value chain, because if they come in at the bottom end, that'll take care of a lot of the areas where people are, you know, there's a shortage and people are poor. But we concentrate on the top end, high up the value chain, you know, the organic style of stuff, the high quality, clean, green, etc.
Could you give some examples of those products, the substitute? You touched on it briefly just then, but what is being substituted?
Well, I mean, it's reasonably early days, but there's mayonnaise, there's actual cheese, there's beef and pork patties, and their problem with them is actually getting them to bleed. And one lot, I think it's called Beyond Meat, have actually got them to actually look, you know, show the same texture as meat. And it's basically a soy product. So.
Do you believe in the future that those substitute products will challenge Australian beef or Australian pork or Australian cheese?
I think at the bottom end they could. At the mass-produced bottom end they possibly could, but not at the top end, because it's going to take a lot to actually get something to... Nobody's worked on a steak, mind you. It's mainly in the grinding beef stuff, so that's bottom end, you know. Yeah, it's not going to affect, say, you know, an eye fillet or a good quality rump. I don't see that being the problem. But we have to be aware of it, because this happened with the wool industry. Everyone was cruising along well in, I think it was probably the 60s or 70s, whatever. And then the synthetics came in and just ate a large portion of the wool industry's lunch.
Grazier Tory Acton isn't so sure that bleeding soy beef patties will catch on anytime soon, but she said it could complement the beef industry in the future.
Oh, look, it's a little bit scary and a little bit daunting, I suppose. Hopefully I won't be eating a steak in my lifetime that's actually not come from a beast. But I guess we don't want to be naive either and think that it's never going to happen. I can't see any of the current generation, I suppose, looking at doing any of those things you're talking about. But definitely, you know, as the new generations, the younger generations come through, they may be a lot more, you know, open-minded to those sort of ideas, you know, of synthetics or of crickets or of you know, all of those things that seem odd to us in 20 years' time. They may not be odd to, you know, a 20-year-old.
The innovation has also caught the eye of local academics. Scott Bauman is the Vice Chancellor at the Central Queensland University, and he says he can see the merit in food substitutes from an ethical point of view.
Oh, look, I think in the long term, and I'm talking 20, 30 years, these things are going to be really important. Now, I think in the short to medium term, you know, we're going to be looking at feeding both Australia and overseas people very high quality products. In other words, feeding the very rich of the world the best food. But I think in the long term, as the population goes up and we start seeing people starving across the world, as we're already doing, I guess, is that going to be ethical to just feed the very rich of the world when we could actually produce different products that would feed really billions of people?
Professor Bauman says Australian universities are also undertaking some interesting research.
Innovative crops, I think, are something that the university's always been looking at. We're doing a lot of work in growing tequila. And tequila, it doesn't only make tequila drink, it also makes fantastic ethanol. We've been looking at artificial sweeteners like stevia. We've been looking at natural plants to produce biodiesel like beauty leaf. So we're doing a lot of work in alternative products, and I think, you know, we will see farmers getting into those.